What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードはニュースエピソードです。 You're listening to Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to a news episode on Japan Top
10. Hello and welcome to another episode of Japan Top 10. This is episode 457.Japan Top 10 News for November and December 2022. My name is Lydia, and with me today is...
I am Haru.
Hi, this is our first episode recording together, so hope everyone enjoys listening to the news for November and December.
Yay!
Yay!
And before we start the episode, we have some announcements for free listeners.First, are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp, which is nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you on a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
Do you want to join our team?We are urgently looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
And do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts.Reach out to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
Did you participate in our annual listener survey? If so, check out our site at jtop10.jp/survey to find out what we are doing to ensure your feedbackreflects the work we will be doing into the new year.
And finally, do you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club starting at just $1 a month and support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. So, our first topicof this episode is J-Top 10 headlines from Japan this month. We're going to start with Japan's health ministry grants emergency approval for the first domestically developed COVID-19 drug. The drug Zocuba has been developed in Japan, showing promising results in clinical trials with COVID-19 infected patients.Treatment involves taking one pill every day for 5 days at the onset of symptoms within 3 days. Treatment with Zocuba can reduce symptom severity and shorten them by up to 24 hours. It is safe for individuals 12 and older. that drug is especially significant because so far, imported COVID-19 treatments have been required, and even still, their use is limited by lack of testing on low-risk individuals and stock shortages.
Zocova is not completely safe, and it is not advised that pregnant women take the medication or that the drug be administered in conjunction with other certain medications.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, Zocova has brought promising results to younger patients who have not had as much protection from the virus, making the drug a possible new source of protection for low-risk patients in Japan. The Health Ministry signed a contract with the manufacturer Shionogi to produce enough treatment for 1 million people.
That's good news.
Yeah, I'm happy that Japan is so technologically advanced and they help with COVID.
And I feel much safer because recently the number of confirmed cases has increased in Japan. So need this kind of drug. Yeah.
I think in Canada too, the number of cases is like slowly rising.
Yeah.
So hopefully you can bring some to us.
hopefully.
So that's about COVID-19, and now we'll move on to our next topic, which is Kanji of the Year Award. So every year, a Kyoto-based association elects a kanji that best represents Japan using a poll system. Chief Priest Mori Senhai has depicted the kanji for war this year, or sen. A poll is created at the event, and individuals vote on their favorite artistic performance, or the one that resonates with them. Calligraphy or shodo is taken very seriously in Japan and has been a cultural tradition for years. The kanji for war won 10,804 votes and was competing with over 223,000 other national entries.
The kanji is believed to best represent Japan in 2022 for several reasons, with one of them being the increased tension in Europe with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This has caused lots of hardship for the Ukrainian people and has also destabilized the world economy. Japan has also seen these effects in their decreasing yen value. Other reasons for its popularity include Japan's cutthroat performance in the World Cup and the Beijing Winter Olympics. And kanji has placed first one other time in 2021 following the event of the September 11th attacks in the U.S.
What are your thoughts on this year's kanji?
Yeah, I thought sen tatakau would be the best represents this year.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, I thought it was so interesting because personally for me, it was not a battle this year.
Oh.
But I think around the world, it makes sense. Because there's a lot of countries fighting, so it's very interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you could choose one kanji character, what would you choose
for this year? Ai kana. I got a boyfriend this year.
Wow, nice.
So I would choose love.
Ai.
What would you choose, Haru?
I think tatakau war or senka. Personally, it fits to 2022.
You know, it makes sense now that you think about it because there was a lot going on in 2022.
Yeah. And the next news we're going to talk about is same-sex marriage in Japan makes more progress. Although same-sex marriage is still banned by the country's constitution, President Judge Ikehara Momoko ruled that it is also unconstitutional to not give same-sex families equal rights. This ruling shows that the debate is far from over and that equality is still an overarching concern. The ruling also adds that not allowing same-sex marriage is discriminatory and does not stand on reasonable grounds, says NHK.
That's good for Japan. And hopefully, same-sex families soon will have equal rights.
Actually, this news relates to me because I'm a lesbian, so...
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I hope they will make more progress soon.
Yeah, I hope. But personally, I don't think that same-sex marriage will be legalized soon. And it will take, I don't know, 20 years or 30 years?
20 years? No!
I don't know.
Oh, no.
It's tough, but hopefully, you know, I need to find someone. So.
Well, you never know. You never know. That's the thing. If it is legalized, I think more people will be open, you know, to like share. I feel like sometimes you have to hide who you truly are, and I don't think that's a good thing. So I hope everyone has the equal rights.
Yeah.
Wait, now that I think about it, Haru, I think my kanji of the year shouldn't be I, shouldn't be love. Maybe it should be peace. Heiwa.
Heiwa. Oh, which one? Hei or wa?
Which one's better? I just think wa. Because there's so much war, it would be nice if there was peace.
Oh, yeah, that's true, that's true. Hopefully next year will be...
Okay. Yeah. Well, we have the World Cup this year, so if anyone is watching, you will know that Japan shocked fans during the World Cup. So the Japan national soccer team was the center of attention during the initial stages of the World Cup this year, as they beat teams such as Germany and Spain, previous teams that have won the World Cup and dominated the world football scene. While this was before the knockout rounds, it restored faith in the anxious fans back home, also leading them to post apology tweets on Twitter, accounting for their lack of esteem.
Connections have also been made to the recent anime called Blue Lock, which narrates the lives of a hopeless soccer team in Japan that must win at all costs. And if they don't, then their soccer careers will be over. As the Japan team was picking up momentum, however, the final round came and they suddenly lost to Croatia in an intense matchup over a nerve-wracking exchange of penalties. The team was greeted with a large group of fans as they returned back to Japan.
Oh gosh, it was such an exciting match, but so sad.
I know. I'm not a big fan of soccer, but I know this was amazing and the Japan team made history.
I don't know if you watch anime. Have you been watching Blue Lock?
Not actually.
I don't watch it either, but I heard about it.
The next one is Japan and China hold their first face-to-face talks in 3 years. After a serious, highly contentious and pandemic years, Japan and China leadership held their first in-person meetings last month. This year also marks the 250th anniversary of regular diplomatic relations. They met alongside the APEC summit in Bali, Indonesia, which included the Group of 20, which is an intergovernmental forum, and their economic concerns.
Prime Minister Kishida Fumio and President Xi Jinping discussed issues that have been bothering both sides for decades, such as the state of Taiwan and other defense ministry conflicts. They both understood the importance of communication with each other and hoped to restore trust and mutual benefit. The meeting produced promising results with regards to their international outlook, but achieved little success regarding their personal conflicts. This is an ongoing issue, don't you think? Yeah, it's just been a long time, but it's nice that they finally meet face to face.
Yeah.
So hopefully next year there is peace.
I hope so. Yeah.
So that's the end of the headlines from Japan topic. Now we'll move on to our first song of the episode. We have Asako Toki with Mirrors from November 24th, 2021.
Red, white, blue, pink and yellow 変わってゆく空を見上げても Back mirror
の路地裏のミスターマリエ新宿のショーウィンドウへ同じ願い映す人がいる Red, white, blue, pink and yellow 一人一人色彩はグラデーションただ一つの体と心を凝らしく思いたい
Toki has been named the queen of city pop before publications such as Natalie. When she began her solo career, Toki's first album released included covers of several songs, with one of them being Earth, Wind, and Fire's September. How do you like this song, Haru?
Personally, I love this type of song because I love city pop.
Oh, did you hear of Asako Toki before?
Not really.
She seems like not too famous at the moment, but her music is really good.
Yeah, it's perfect for driving.
I agree.
Yeah.
And now we're going to move on to the second topic of the episode with otaku announcements. We have so many otaku news this month, but first we're going to get into the gaming news. Sony announces the new Mokopi system that acts as body sensors for certain Android and iPhone apps. The device will begin sales in January in Japan. It consists of 6 pucks worn at various joints and appendages of the user. It is aiming to reduce the need for head-mounted displays, further melding the realms of virtual and the real.
Mokopi is a kind of VR.
Oh, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used VR before?
No, not yet.
Me too. I think it's a little too scary for
me. Yeah.
But maybe in the future,
yeah,
I will try out Mokopi.
Okay, okay. And next gaming news we have is Nintendo broke its previous sales record with the release of its new Pokemon game for Switch and sold over 4 million units in Japan alone. In its first 3 days, the game became the company's biggest debut on any platform, says the Japan Times. As a result, Nintendo shares rose up to 1.9% following the release.
Wow, that's amazing. Do you play Pokemon?
I used to.
Oh,
I used to play Pokemon on Nintendo DS.
Oh, wow. That's a long time ago. I used to play on the Game Boy.
I see. Okay. I know. I don't.
Yeah. Even older.
It's okay. It's okay. Do you have Switch?
No, I don't.
Do you? No, I don't.
That's why we can't play. But there are some other games that we can play.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft and Nintendo reached a 10-year agreement with regards to the Call of Duty franchise, allowing the games to come to the Nintendo platforms as well. This will only be possible if Microsoft successfully buys out Activision Blizzard, the studio that owns Call of Duty. Fingers crossed!
Does it mean players can play the Call of Duty on Switch?
I think so, yeah. Because I think Call of Duty is like PlayStation, computer.
I see.
So it'll be interesting to see.
And let's move on to the anime news. The first one, the climax of My Hero Academia's war arc is previewed with a newly released video. It looks epic. Also, Netflix will be filming a live-action rendition of the hit anime, bringing Deku and others to real life.
No way. Another live-action? They're doing a live-action, I think, of One Piece, too.
Ah.
I think there's gonna be a lot of Netflix shows to watch in the future. Mm. In other news, Volume 1 of Chainsaw Man tops the adult visual novel chart on NPD's BookScan. Not only that, but almost all of the other volumes are also on the top 10 list. The anime that is currently airing for it is also doing very well in popular ratings.
Mm.
I love Chainsaw Man. I'm watching it right now and it is so
really
good.
Yeah, I heard that Chainsaw Man and also Spy Family both are popular in Japan this year. So
yeah, it's interesting. I've been listening, enjoying some of the songs from both of Spy Family and Chainsaw Man because the music is very good.
Oh. And the last otaku news we have is the Twitter account for Sosuke Touka's Ranking of Kings announced the upcoming April release of a special episode for the anime. While no set number of episodes were announced, the teaser trailer shows that it will be called Ranking of Kings, Treasure Chest of Courage.
I think Ranking of Kings was also very popular.
Oh, have you ever watched it?
I watched half of it.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard of it or watched it?
Not really.
I think it would be good for people who don't normally watch anime. It's kind of like a Studio Ghibli film.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my impression.
Since I don't watch anime, so I should check it out.
I think it's very cute. Yeah.
Oh, a cute one. Okay.
Yeah, cute. And it's also about war.
Oh, okay.
So that's it for the otaku news. Now we're going to move on to the second song of the episode, The Whoops, Drive, which means drive, from September 7, 2016.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage,
all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Whoops are a very light-hearted band that give off an indie music aura. Youth seems to be bursting from their sound.
The music video for this song has a nostalgia to it that enhances the quality of the music. It brings to light the both female and male backing vocals, which really are a nice touch.
I really like this song too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another driving song. This song makes me feel like I want to go traveling.
Oh, yes, I agree. Yeah, it would be nice to listen to this song and go on a trip.
Yeah, it would be nice. And let's move on to our third topic, which is music news. We're going to start with Ryuichi Sakamoto performs possible last concert. After announcing his diagnosis with stage 4 cancer earlier this year, composer and pianist Sakamoto released a pre-recorded concert to over 30 countries, saying that it may be his last. The musician has made significant contributions to late 1900 Japanese film and continues to make discoveries that enhance both his own musical taste and the world's.
He is an amazing artist. That is so sad. I think when I was in high school, I was listening to his music too.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, wow, he has a lot of accomplishments,
yeah.
I think.
He's popular in Japan and also overseas.
Yeah, for sure, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah. And actually, I will feature his band YMO on the January Artist of the Month episode next year.
Yeah. So YMO, is that My Yellow Orchestra?
Yes.
Or what is it?
Yes. So please stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Speaking of another artist, we have Nano. Nano announces the album at the brink of its 10th year anniversary. The album is called Noise. It's spelled N-O-I-X-E, and it will contain a plethora of anime songs and celebrates the group's long-standing success. The X in the album refers to the 10th anniversary, and it reads as Noise because that is the sound that fans make when they listen to Nano.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I remember listening to Nano in high school too.
Oh!
I was just like, wow, they're still around. 10 years is a long time.
Mm-hmm. This is our last music news. The Pillows released an album containing top 30 songs. The popular Japanese rock band called The Pillows set a poll on Twitter where fans voted for their top songs, of which the top 30 would make it to a celebratory album of the group. They are known for their influence in the anime series Fooly Cooly and have released over 220 songs. The album became available last November on streaming platforms.
Wow.
That's quite a lot, 220 songs.
It is. Mm. Hopefully I will get to listen to it on the streaming platforms, mm-hmm. but we'll see.
Yeah.
And speaking of all these musics, let's talk about the top 5 album releases out in November 2022. Number 1, we have Always Somewhere by Kesuke Kuwata, which was released on November 23. At number 2, we have East Side 2 by YOASOBI from November 18th. Coming at number 3, we have On an Autumn Day by Koji Miyamoto from November 23rd. Number 4, Launder by Lisa, released on November 16th. And the last but not least, coming at number 5, we have Sparrow Door Lock, which is by Rodwimps and Kazuma Jinochi from November 11th.
I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I heard that you're a big fan of Janice Entertainment. So
it's true.
Yeah. So what do you think about King and Prince?
Oh, Dai Shoku.
Dai Shoku.
Yeah. I think more recently, a lot of Johnny's artists are leaving the company and doing their own thing.
Mm.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because it never really happened in the past.
Everyone thought King and Prince will be the next, like, SMAP or Arashi, but...
Yeah, I thought so too. But now it's probably going to be Snowman or Naniwa Danshi or... I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Now let's take a music break. We have Ames by Mm-hmm from September 21st, 2021.
Thank you. 真のため実際はどこにも行かず飽き飽きしちゃうよ、ね、誰も救ってくれないし誰も分かってくれないよ、投資カード問題
どうしようもない
けど
君の答えがあるの意味がそこにあるの
揺れる生活の中ではそう
日々の世界があるんだよ
時々気づけばいいんだ研ぎ澄ませって感覚を誰もが分かってるなんて無限の可能性なんて見えないからこそ信じ
Call their music progressive R&B. These two components make for a highly energetic and original sound.
Their music has reached lots of attention in Tokyo and on TikTok. And there is even a music video out for the song.
Mm-hmm, it's such a cute name
for
an artist. I think it's also another song you can take a drive.
Yeah, that's true. This is so fashionable. And
really? Fashionable? Oshare?
Yeah, it's fashionable. I like the sound of guitar. It's like so unique.
Yeah, I like it too. It's very simple, but very catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of catchy, I hope you guys don't catch a cold this season.
Oh.
Because now it's time for topic 4, seasonal news. This month in Japan, we're going to talk about different festivals and holidays in Japan. In Fukushima, every year, they host the Taimatsu Akashi Fire Festival. And this year, it was on November 12th. During Taimatsu Akashi, giant torches are burned and taiko drums are played. For 420 years, it has been a tradition to light 10-meter tall torches. The torches can weigh up to 3 tons.
Mm.
And being one of the top 3 biggest fire festivals in the nation, Taimatsu Akashi generally has a calming effect on its participants and involves marches and other communal activities. Held on the second Saturday of each November, the festival is practiced to remember and honor the lives lost during the Tsukagawa Castle attacks during 1589.
That's so heavy. 3 tons.
Have you ever been to the Taimatsu Akashi?
No, actually, I didn't know about this festival.
Oh, wow. So I guess we both learned something new.
Mm-hmm. And another seasonal news is about Labor Thanksgiving Day or Kinro Kansha no Hi, which is on November 23rd. Originally known as the Harvest Festival or Ninamesai. Labor Thanksgiving Day commemorates all of the hardworking laborers in Japan. It's a government holiday, and it's common for school children and organizations to ride cars and distribute thank you gifts to essential workers and laborers, such as policemen, firefighters, and hospital employees. The past few years have been especially important and thoughtful since the rise of the pandemic.
Oh, that's so interesting. I didn't know there was a Labor Thanksgiving Day in Japan.
I know Labor Thanksgiving Day, but I didn't do anything on that day. Like when I was a kid, I was just, yay, we have a holiday in the middle of November. And
oh, even as an adult, you're like, yay, another holiday.
Yeah.
It's like a break in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
I think Canada, we also have Thanksgiving, but I don't think we give out thank you cards to workers
So that's something different.
Oh, I see. I think Japan used to do Thanksgiving for like farmers, or it was a harvest festival, but nowadays it switched to more like for everyone.
Oh, it's interesting to see how holidays change during history.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of history, we are going to present the last news for seasonal news, and that is Akogishisai, which happens on December 14th. Honoring the 47 Ronin, or leaderless samurai, who sought revenge for their master's wrongful conviction, the festival hosts a wide variety of food such as demonstrations. For example, every year 47 volunteers are gathered to dress up as samurai and spread throughout Tokyo. Respects are paid to the graves of 47 Ronin at Senkaikuchi, where incense can be left. The tale of 47 Ronin holds much esteem in Japan, as it has become legendary. The tale ends when all 47 Ronin commit ritual suicide or seppuku. That is crazy.
Yeah, but that was common during the time.
Oh, is this like a famous kind of festival? Because I've never heard of it.
Akogishisai. So, there's a story about Akoroshi. And I guess there was the incident, and it happened during the Edo period. Actually, I don't know much about the story, but basically, the volunteers are trying to demonstrate what happened.
Oh, there's so many different festivals in Japan.
Yeah. And let's take a listen to another song, which is Issun no Aka by Yama from March 25th, 2021.
Issun no Aka gives Yama both happy and sad feelings inside, but she says that it is best listened to while imagining a red evening sky.
The soft instrumentals and smooth chord help with imagining the lyrics, and the piano adds jazz influences to the piece. Yama is a very popular singer in Japan, right?
Actually, I didn't know her.
I know her because she doesn't show her face. She always wears a mask.
Oh.
And she has like blue hair.
Interesting.
I think her most famous song is, I think it's Haru wo Tsugeru.
Oh.
Something like that.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a very popular song. But she's interesting. Mm-hmm. She's kind of like Ado. She has a very big range and she has very strong vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now it's time for the last topic of this episode. These are some other news and fun news stories from Japan. The first fun news story is about men and women in Japan want the same thing in marriage. A Hitooshi poll discovered. A poll released in Japan regarding konkatsu or marriage activity revealed that both Japanese men and women want the same number one thing in their spouse. Good looks. Interestingly enough, what was defined as good looks varied. To some, it meant having attractive features, but to others, it meant having a clean and well-kept performance. This doesn't conclude that everyone is looking for this, but it does show that good looks are still a factor that can boost your marriage appeal. Which is so interesting. What do you think about this?
It may be true, but we also consider about salary, occupation, educational background, height, age, etc. So.
That's true. I think good looks is maybe important to some people, but there's so many mm-hmm. other things to consider.
Yeah. Basically, konkatsu is really hard.
I agree. It happens in any country.
Yeah. And the next fun news we have, Domino's in Japan being selling gold-topped cakes. For all of the foodies out there, Japanese Domino's restaurants now offer a double mousse chocolate and caramel gato with gold leaf sprinkled on top. That's right, this treat has tiny hammered seeds or leaves of gold on top, giving it a very prestigious aura. It must be safe to eat, right? It sounds tasty, though.
I did not expect Domino's to make cake. Mm. I thought they would make pizza.
Yeah, it's Domino pizza. Mm.
Domino pizza cake.
Yeah, Domino pizza cake. And actually, I searched for the price mm-hmm. on the website,
mm-hmm.
and it cost 1,699 yen, which is about $20.46 in US dollars.
That's not too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's affordable. Like, most people can buy that. And it has gold.
It's good for the Christmas season.
Oh, yes. Are you going to get some cake for Christmas?
Personally, I don't like sweets, so I prefer chicken. You know, we eat chicken on Christmas.
Maybe KFC then.
Yeah.
Our next news story might be the one for you. Studio Ghibli releases Metafire products. Studio Ghibli is now selling Spirited Away and My Neighbor Totoro humidifiers. There are several character options ranging from Calcifer to Totoro, as well as the other famous scene reenactments. The humidifiers cleverly release humidity in a way that brings the anime to life, although they are sold out immediately upon releases on December 3rd.
Oh no.
No! I would like to have one. It looks so cute.
Which character do you want?
Calcifer.
Ah, the house-moving castle.
Yes, I really like that movie.
Oh.
But all of them are very cute. I was taking a look at them. So you have Kiki, or you have Gigi from Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yeah.
Everything.
I love Gigi.
Oh. Is that the one you want to get?
Yeah.
Oh. I wish we could get them, but they're all sold out.
Oh no. And for those who want to travel to Japan, we have a great news for you, which is Japan entry requirement change. Previously, to enter Japan, tourists had to register with MySOS with vaccination status and other details to help the government organize new foreign nationals. As of November 1st, MySOS has been substituted with a website called Visit Japan Web, which has improved along several fronts. Now a family that is arriving can register under one account. Several trips to Japan can be registered consecutively, and stronger passwords including special characters are allowed. That's good news for everyone.
Yeah, I can finally go.
Yay!
I would love to go to Japan, and it's nice that the government is helping and make it easier to go to Japan.
Yeah, I guess that my SOS was a bit inconvenient.
Oh, why was it inconvenient?
Basically, Japanese government is not good at using technology. Oh. So.
Okay, I can see that.
But now traveling to Japan is much easier, so.
That's good. Yeah, it just takes a bit of time and it's nice. It's a step forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And when you go to Japan, you can now buy $1,000 fruit. Japan has been known in the past for its insanely expensive rare fruit market. This season, at an auction, a box of 6 Bombay persimmons fetched the price of 100,000 yen. This year, 50 tons of similar luxury persimmons are scheduled to ship. If the average fruit sold weighs 300 grams and 6 are included per box sold at similar prices, as much as $31 million can be made during the season.
Wow.
Wow. Persimmons are called kaki, right?
Kaki.
They taste so good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can pay 100,000 yen.
Yeah, that's expensive. That's 10,000 yen?
Yeah.
Oh. 10,000 yen. Expensive.
It's so expensive. Yeah. But it must be really tasty.
Yeah. Our last song of this episode is Chikyugi by Eme and Boundy from March 16th, 2021.
Doctor Shinando more. I couldn't take it anymore.
music video for Chikyugi has nearly 4 million views, and it focuses on the musical and interpersonal qualities of being an artist, separating them.
If you're curious, the music video hosts a boy and a girl as placeholders for the performing artists Emin and Bondi, and it is quite adorable as they sing along to the lyrics.
That's a big collaboration.
Yeah, they're both big artists. I don't know if you know this, but my favorite Japanese artist is Emme.
Oh, you know, like Emme and Bondi will be performing on Kohaku for the first time this year.
With this song?
Oh, no, not this song, I guess, but...
Oh, yes, for the first time, that's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I love both Bondi and I love Emme, but I guess Emme will perform her San Kyokai or whatever, that song.
That was biggest hit. Yeah.
What is Bondi gonna sing?
Oh, not sure.
I love his music. I don't know. So many good songs to choose.
And that's it for this episode of Japan Top 10. I hope you all enjoyed it. And now we have some important announcements for all listeners. First of all, the next episode will be the last one in 2022, which is Andy and Shanna join together next week to showcase all the hottest hits from this year. If you are a Patreon donor, you will receive up to the biggest 20 songs. For our other listeners, you will get the top 10 hits. Wow, that's a special one. Yes. Please stay tuned for that.
20 songs is a lot of songs. I think this year there were so many big songs. Can't wait. So make sure you listen to Andy and Shana next week. In other news, this is actually my last episode. I've joined J-Top 10 about a year and a half ago. And it's been one of the funnest and amazingest adventures I've ever had. I met so many new people and talked to so many, worked with so many people around the world. And I'm very happy that you joined me on my adventure, and I hope you guys will continue to support Japan Top 10 after this. And in some happier news, we'd like to welcome Pedro, who is our newest audio editor. He will be joining this episode as his first, and I hope you guys will give a warm welcome to him.
And thank you for editing this long episode.
Thank you so much, Pedro. It is a long episode, but I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Yeah, but we'll miss you.
Thank you. I will miss you too. It's been a pleasure, honestly. And this was such a fun episode to do as my last episode. I learned so much and I have more songs to listen to.
Yeah, that's true. And I have another announcement. Finally, I want to announce to everyone that this will be the last news episode. The news episodes are going to be paused and may return in the future. But you can still listen to previous news episodes on JTOP10 website.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad too.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll come back in the future.
And for listeners, thank you so much for listening till the end. This has been your host Haru and
Lydia.
Please stay safe and have a happy holiday, everyone.
Yeah, stay safe. Happy holidays. Bye.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Japan. Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.